dense and divisive policy of central government is turning people off standing in their local body elections in October. That's what Stuart Crosby, the president of Local Government New Zealand, he told us that last night. And he's also hearing that many more mayors than usual are retiring this year, and he's worried that fewer people are interested in getting involved. Stuart likened the heft of local council work as having to eat an elephant slowly. Well, last night I posed the question as to whether you would consider running for mayor or council. Well, today, Auckland councillor for Manukau, Efeso Collins, confirmed to us that he's decided to run for the biggest city's top job, mayor of Auckland, Tamaki Makaurau. So who's his competition and what will his billboard say? That's if he has one. He's with us now. Kia ora, Efeso.
Kia ora, Karen, and thanks for having me tonight.
Thanks for being with us. Big decision.
Yeah, it was a big decision. I think my wife and I, we've got two young girls. We thought about it for a while. And last year, around July, we had death threats thrown at us. And I think it was at that time that we really started to hone in on what we wanted to achieve as a family and making a meaningful contribution to the world. So we took some time out and we thought, no, it's really important that we stay in local government. We could have walked from it because I felt a sense of guilt at the time, feeling like I'd brought harm or the potential for harm on my family. But we thought this was important for us. We wanted to make a statement and a contribution. And so we started to think about it then, and today I thought it was time to announce, to say, hey, here I am, Auckland. I'm going to try and get around to meet as many of you as possible and see if you're willing to put your trust in me as your civic leader.
Before we go on, can I just ask you, what were they about, those death threats?
Yeah, I sent a tweet out last year around what I thought was chewing gum TV and Police 107 and the way it stereotyped particularly young people. And I didn't think the tweet would get quite the response that it did get, and there was a flurry of responses. And then one weekend, the police turned up because they'd received death threats on my family's lives, and they felt it warranted going through our apartment block and through my offices in town. So that's where the death threats came, and I realised then that I think I've got a pretty privileged platform, that I have the ability to speak on particular issues and people pick up on those issues. And I, having used that platform, didn't realise that it would eventuate into death threats.
Okay, well, here's your chance, Efeso. Day one, what have you got that your current boss, Phil Goff, hasn't got?
Oh, I don't know so much that's about what he hasn't got. I know what I have got, and that's a desire to really make a legacy for my daughters and for the city. I think this is a great city where I've been invested in by the city. My parents were migrants from Samoa who came here so that one of their six kids would go to university, and I'm the first in the family to both go to university and graduate. And so I've been really privileged to school all my schooling years, bar a couple when I was in Samoa in New Zealand, and then go on to university. And we were fortunate when my wife and I got married, we bought a house in Glen Eden going back about 10 years ago. And Karen, I remember we had this massive as debate because the house that we bought costed $325,000, three-bedroom house on 700 square metres. And I said to my wife, this is astronomical pricing. We'll wait for the market to come down. Well, I'm so glad I listened to my wife and we bought the house because you know as well as I do that people are being priced out of the market. And I think for me, that's the dream that's slipping away from too many Aucklanders, the ability to actually set up your roots here, be part of a community, raise the family here, because it's just so expensive. So what I have is an understanding that that's the desire we want for all Aucklanders, not for just a few.
How can you change that, though? That's requires more than just being the mayor of Auckland.
Yeah, I think there's a couple of things there. Firstly, I think we need to be lobbying, advocating and partnering with the government so that there are more houses being produced or built here in Auckland. I think there's a couple of things within that. I work with Eke Pānuku, which is the Urban Regeneration Unit of Council. It's a CCO. And it's ensuring that they've got the ability to look at land that is excess for council and see if we can use that land to build whether it's support town centres that are up at the moment, build apartments in that area, and help people stay local for work. The other thing is we've got to pull all of our levers. People would have seen that consents are up for building houses in Auckland. We've had the most consents over a long period of time. We weren't consenting as much. So that's a good news story in that there are more consents for more houses. But where the pricing issue comes in, that's where we've got to partner better with the government, because they've got a whole lot more money that they can contribute to getting more housing units into the city. And we've got to work out a way that they're going to build here. So that could be a social housing program that they're completely committed to. But I, you know, when houses are over $1 million, there's a lot of people who are going to struggle even to make that. So I think there's a number of levers that we can pull when it comes to housing.
Okay, so that's one of your policies. Let's talk about your competition. Do you know if Phil is actually running again?
No, he hasn't said yet, and I understand he'll be making his decision in the next few weeks, which is great. I know that Leo Malloy is standing. I've never met him, but I've seen a couple of his billboards, and I think officially he's the only one who's declared that he's standing. So I think there's only a couple of us and some others who are suggesting they may stand that have come out publicly. But I think it's important that people get a sense of who we are, and this gives us the opportunity to meet people when we get the chance.
Well, as you know, people come out of the woodwork. You know, when you put your name forward, basically, all sorts of people come out of the woodwork, and it's sort of an odd race, isn't it, in terms of who actually stands for it.
Yeah, I didn't get involved in local government until 2013, and that's when I stood for the local board. And I think there's a whole range of issues around local government where we've got to give some careful thought as to why people may or may not stand. Auckland has about 170 elected officials. So you've got 21 local boards, average of 7 or 8 on each of those local boards. And then you've got 21 people around the governing body, the council. All up, that's around 170 people. The different pay structure all around and different levels of commitment are expected. And I'm not sure that Aucklanders understand that too. So I think we've got to do better at telling the story. And then I left my job at the university to become chair of a local board, took a pay cut. And I think that's another issue that people are facing. Often in local government, you'll get people who either own business or are semi-retired because they've got the ability to work kind of half-time hours as well as the business or supplement it another way. If you're in a full-time role, you might not be able to take a pay cut and come into a local board or into the governing body. So, look, I think those are some of the considerations, and just the fact people don't know what councils do. So as we open up the story a bit more, then people think, actually, I am quite interested because I really believe in what I want to achieve for the community.
And mayoral campaigns, they're pricey affairs. John Tamaheri ran for mayor. I know he spent a lot of money on it. So what's your approach to that? And what about the team who are with you?
Yeah, I've got a team that have been together since about August last year, and we've been planning about how we might go about doing this. So I sought endorsement from the Labor Party, and because I'm a member of the Labor Party, they're still working out what that selection process might look like. And so I'm encouraging them to get a bit of a move on that, because you know, October's not far away. We've got to fundraise. And so the team are working with me to ensure that I'm meeting people who will get to know me, understand what my vision is for the city, and we'll consider donating, and we'll be taking donations, you know, do a maybe like a GoFundMe type of donation where people can give small amounts. But given that these types of campaigns cost anywhere between $300,000 and $500,000, if that's our aim, we're going to have to get some big donors as well. So I'm going to get out there and make sure that hope that people are one to the vision and want to fundraise with us.
You can sell your house.
Yeah. Well, and that would pay the whole thing, but it's a risky business because it might not end up the way you want it.
That's true.
Yeah, we'll go halves.
Hey, FSO, I've got a clip here of a track which was released in 2013, which was to support your local board run. Shall we hear it? Let's have a listen to it. Here we go.
If you want to vote for a party, Labour Party is the party. FSO, first up, FSO Collins, yes, he is the man. If FSO Collins cannot do it, then nobody can. His name is from the Bible, the book of Ephesians. His calling is to lead all of us Polynesians.
Can we expect a new track for the mayoral run?
Look, I'll be honest with you, Karen. I have asked the boys. The boys who did it were from my old church youth group. I was their youth leader, and they said, look, we've come up with a little jingle. Do you like it? And I said to them, I absolutely loved it. And we've been talking. I said, well, do you think we could change a few things, maybe include the word mayor in there and see how we go? So they'll be looking at it this weekend, and when we catch up at church on Sunday, they'll have a draft ready of a new version.
Oh, I can't wait to hear it. Very good. Oh, well, we'll be following your progress, Efeso, and good luck. Don't sell your house. Cheers. That's Efeso Collins, and he's going to be running for Mayor of Auckland, Tamaki Makaurau, come October.